best-selling author Craig Johnson has just published his 15th book. It's called Land of Wolves. The book continues the adventures of Walt Longmire, a sheriff who solves mysteries in a fictional rural Wyoming county. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Jones spoke with Johnson about how he used to be a teacher before he turned to writing.
I just decided, okay, look, you can either continue teaching or you can really get serious about the writing. And, you know, I had this idea, which was the idea that was the plot for The Cold Dish, the first book in the Walt Longmire series. And I thought, okay, you're going to have to get really serious about this and sit down and devote all your attentions and energies, you know, to just writing that first book. And that's always the hardest one. I think if you talk with most writers, they would, you know, admit that, you know, the first book is always the most difficult, simply because you haven't done it before. You know, I mean, you're climbing a whole new mountain. You know, for me, it took practically 10 years to get The Cold Dish, you know, to where it was that I wanted it to be. You get one shot at it, and I just wanted to make sure that that shot was the best shot that I could possibly have.
And before The Cold Dish, did you already know that you wanted to be a writer?
Yeah, I knew I wanted to be a writer, but wanting to be a writer is kind of like wanting to be an astronaut, in the sense that, you know, the odds are against you so badly, you might as well just keep it to yourself. Like, then in that way, if you don't get it done, then you're not embarrassing yourself publicly. Like, then it's kind of one of those situations. I thought, I'll just wait before it is that I decide that I'm going to let anybody know. I thought, you know, maybe after it gets sold, then maybe I'll let people know I'm writing a book or something along those lines. Otherwise, you can run into trouble.
So tell me, during those 10 years that you were writing and kind of finessing The Cold Dish, did you have readers, like people that gave you feedback?
Mostly my poor wife, like, who had to, you know, read all the different versions of that first novel. She's got a remarkable background in her parents were the editors of the Hartford Courant. She's very shrewd. Like, more than anything else, she knows me, and she knows the voice, you know, that Walt uses in telling the books. And I think that's, you know, something that continues today.
So over the time that you've been writing the 15 books in the Walt Longmire series, how has your writing changed and how have your interests in the story changed?
At least, you know, you're not reinventing the wheel, you know, when you write a series. Like, I mean, you do have the opportunity to have a recognizable environment and a recognizable ensemble of characters that people grow to love, like that, and want, you know, on a regular basis. And then the challenge kind of becomes doing something different, you know, making sure that you're not, you know, becoming stereotypical or cliched in your approach to the books, and that you're not, you know, just doing the same thing, you know, and stacking up bodies like cordwood. And I think a lot of that has to do with social issues. An awful lot of the time, I tend to approach, you know, the books, you know, with the idea that what I write is, you know, what I tend to refer to as, you know, socially responsible crime fiction, in the sense that, you know, I'm not looking to just, you know, stack up bodies, you know, along the way, that I'm going to try and do something a little bit different and maybe deal with contemporary social and political issues that, you know, that we as Westerners, and specifically, you know, Wyomingans, you know, have to contend with. The newest book, Land of Wolves, you know, deals a lot with racial prejudice, like it, and the workforce situations, you know, and the other is character development. I really enjoy, you know, having the characters develop. I mean, I would never want anyone to pick up one of the, you know, first Walt books and then pick up, you know, the 15th Walt book and think Walt hasn't changed in that amount of time. Like, I mean, the things that Walt comes in contact, you know, with in the realm of law enforcement, you know, especially with the spectrum, you know, that being a sheriff has, you know, I mean, we have counties here in Wyoming that are the size of Maryland, you know, and so with limited backup and limited resources, you know, these individuals are working with a broad spectrum of not only, you know, human activity, but crime as well. To have that kind of an effect, you know, you're going to change. Things are going to happen to you over especially a period of, you know, almost, you know, 15 years.
15 books. That's prolific.
Everybody everybody says that, but I keep looking back and thinking, well, you could have worked a little harder like that. But I don't know. I mean, I'm a big one for putting everything I've got, you know, into the Walt books, you know, and I have lots of opportunities, you know, to do other material with the TV show Longmire and with the novellas like that I produce, you know, on an infrequent basis, like it, and also the collections of short stories that are also concerning Walt. You know, it's I don't know. I guess it's a lot like that to put out, but I also I'm a little bit of that blue collar ethic of writing, in that, you know, I don't stare out windows and, you know, kind of wait, you know, for the motivation to strike, you know, the muse, you know, to take me. I mean, for me, it's a joy to write every day. I really enjoy it. Every once in a while, I'll hear all these writers that say, oh, it's so difficult, and it gives me headaches, and, you know, it's like, you know, basically going to the writing desk and opening up my veins and bleeding into the computer key. And all I'm thinking is, you're not doing it right. Something's wrong here, like that. I mean, I you know, for me, it's one of the great joys of my life, you know, to sit down at that keyboard and to, you know, to be able to write, to have that opportunity.
That was writer Craig Johnson speaking to Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Jones. He just released his 15th book, Land of Wolves.